This afternoon we're going to read the 88th Psalm. As we read these words, I want you to get a sense of the darkness, the pain, the sorrow that the writer was in. Feel the emotion as we read these words, and then we'll talk about it for a little time. It's a maskil of Haman the Ezrahite, the Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves, Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee, Selah? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent me. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. This psalm begins in a very positive fashion. It begins with a prayer. This man, he's anonymous. We don't know who he was. We have his name, but we know nothing about the individual, Haman the Ezrahite. He begins by saying, O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. Here's a man who's taking time to pray, and that is good, and that is positive. In fact, nothing in the world is more positive than that. Taking time to seek the God of salvation. And as he continues his psalm, he gives us an insight into his prayer. In the verse 9 he says, I have called daily upon thee, I have stretched out my hands unto thee. In verse 13 he talks about crying to God in the morning. So here was a man who was taking time to pray, and he was praying consistently, praying persistently. He was seeking God. But yet when he comes to the end of the psalm, he uses one word which describes his mood. His mood that dominated his heart and his spirit throughout. That word is darkness. The psalm begins with prayer and it ends with darkness. And as we read this, we think, this can't really be right. Whenever we think of prayer, we think of peace. We think of having our burdens lifted at Calvary. We think of joy and happiness. Because we've taken time to pray and the Lord comes alongside and gives that grace to help in time of need. But here was a dear man praying and he was crying to God, and yet after his prayers, he used this word darkness to describe his spirit. And this observation tells us ever so much about the psalm. Some writers have described this as the darkest of all of the psalms, and some of the psalms are very dark. The psalmist describes his mood, despondent, painful, suffering. But it is reckoned that there is no psalm so full of darkness, hopelessness, as the Psalm 88. Perhaps you're in a place today and you're suffering. You're in darkness. You're lonely. You're afraid. You're despondent. You're up an alley and it's a cul-de-sac. And there's nowhere to go and the darkness is closing in upon you. And you wonder what will be the end of it all. Perhaps you're preoccupied with death. This man was totally and absolutely preoccupied with death. In verse 3 he said, my life draweth nigh unto the grave. And he goes on to talk about death in other places. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. Here was a man who was preoccupied with death and with dying. A man who was in darkness. What was the cause of his darkness? We don't know. He simply says, my soul is full of troubles. These were not simply troubles in the material realm. It wasn't that he was suffering a physical illness. It wasn't that his business was going bankrupt. It wasn't that the land was being oppressed by the enemy. There was something deeper going on here. A depression of spirits. My soul is full of troubles. His soul was full of troubles. His soul was going through a dark, dark night. Whatever was the cause of this anxiety and this trouble and this depression, we note in the midst of it all, he was lonely. His acquaintance was put far from him in the verse 8. And in the verse 18 he said, "Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness." His lover and his friend, someone close to him, had abandoned him, betrayed him even. Perhaps that's the place that you're in today. You're suffering because you feel abandoned, feel betrayed. There's nobody who understands your dilemma, the anxiety that you feel at this time, and therefore you're being plunged into darkness. Someone once said that there is no psalm darker than the Psalm 88. It is just as well there are no other psalms like this, but it is good that we have at least one. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. Because there are times in life we face problems and we can't see the way out. We can't see the way over, we can't see the way around, we can't see the way beneath. We feel trapped. And there are times that people, good people, the very best of people, Christian people, they suffer depression and anxiety and despondency, and they wonder what will be the end of it all. And yes, they become preoccupied with death and dying as well. And they pray and they pray, and yet they cannot seem to find an answer to their prayers. God has his own way of working in our lives, and sometimes he simply doesn't answer our prayers whenever we want him to. He chooses to take us through the trial and the pain for reasons that are best known to him. This man, however, he continued to pray and cry. He held on to God, and that was good. And he could see that God had his hand upon his troubles. He talked about God putting his lover and friend far from him. He could see the sovereignty of God in it all, and that was a good place to be in. And it's a good place to know that God works all things out according to his plan and for his purpose. And he's in charge of your life, and therefore hold on to him. Don't put God away in the midst of your sorrows. Hold on to God. And put your faith in him and rest upon him and keep crying to him as this man did. But as I think of the deep sorrows that this psalm describes, I think of my Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sorrows of his soul, the darkness that he felt at Calvary, how he was abandoned not just by his disciples and not just by the Jewish people of Jerusalem, but how he was abandoned by his Father. And that was tragic. But yet he did it for us in order that we might know peace with God. And this psalm certainly bids us to look to Christ, who died for us that we might have life. Please think about these words. Take them to heart. And if you're suffering, and if you're sorrowing, and if you're despondent, talk to others about it. Share your concerns. And continue to rest upon God. He will bring you from the darkness into the light. I thank you so much for listening.